The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
What's coming up on today's experience? Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflection. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life. They're fun, they're entertaining, they're interesting, and you just never know what sound is coming next. In fact, when some of the sounds were played yesterday, I think I was laughing harder here in the studio than anybody else in the audience. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is. Like we always say, hopefully before this introduction is done. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use. We probably won't, but we could if we decide to do something really unique. Be doers of the word and not just hearers of the word. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Most of the time, the answer is because I'm paying the bill. And then the other rest of the time, it's like, who knows? Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I will be your host for the next 1,800 seconds and then another 3,600 seconds after that. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. And so that's an important point to bring up because that's really a premise of our show. We're not trying to be your church. We're trying to be a fellowship, a Christian community that strengthens and encourages one another. And to that end, when I'm done with this little introduction, I want to talk to you about somebody who's in our listening audience who has a really unique ministry but doesn't think of it as a unique ministry, and we're going to pray for that individual. Here's the other part of things. If you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, we encourage you to reach out to us. Maybe you want to just share something that the Lord's been working on you with, and then you just want to kind of share it with other people, have them pray for you for a prayer request. Maybe you got a praise report about something awesome that's going on that the Lord's doing in your life or at your church. It's totally awesome. As long as you keep it so that people can engage with it, understand it, you don't have to speak well. You just got to share your heart. There's nothing else about it. The ways to get in touch with us are pretty simple. You call 972-445-0770. And when you call 972-445-0770, that's when Amazing Jennifer will answer the phone. And when they answer the phone, do you do anything that's amazing, or do you just, like, is it just an amazing hello?
Just an amazing hello.
There you go. So when you talk to her, she'll put you through to me, and then, you know, that's all the depression that occurs right after that. I can't help you with that. So 972-445-0770. You can text in, and I'm going to say something about the text, and you will appreciate it. You can text in 214-210-8483. I am getting texts, so hello, Kirk. I got that text. Thank you. Some habits are good. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is I talked to GoDaddy, who services this line for me, because I added it to my phone, and they said, "We're sorry." In other words, it's them and not me, which is a first, because usually it's me. I'm just saying. And so they said it's going to be a day or two or three. And so lately what happens is don't hesitate to text during the show. But if you get a text from me at an odd hour, I didn't do it. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. They're having problems in the sending-receiving realm, and so they are trying to work on it. So, you know, bless their hearts, are giving it their best effort, and they were really nice about it. So that's cool. But you can text us during the show, and that's 214-210-8483, or email us, David at hemustincrease.com. HemustIncrease.org. That's David at HemustIncrease.org, which leads us to our website. We encourage you to check out the website because there's cool stuff on there. Plus, there's an avenue to give. And look, we exist because you guys are helping pay and fund the whole thing. That's a big part of it. We're not going to tell you anything else. And you're not going to get some kind of shiny pen if you give. You know what you get? Whatever God gives you. Plus a receipt at the end of the year. Best I got. I can't tell you what the Lord will do, but laying up treasures in heaven and sowing is a good thing when you sow into the kingdom. Obviously, that's true. Don't hesitate to go to HemustIncrease.org. Website, HemustIncrease.org, HemustIncrease.org. Email David at HemustIncrease.org. Facebook, HemustIncrease Ministry. YouTube, HemustIncrease Ministry. All right, before we get rolling on anything, I want to talk about one of our listeners. Now, I'm praying for all the people that obviously that call in and that text in, that I know of or that email in, and I'm not always able, just so you can know. I mean, I don't know every single person, and so some people, they'll write me letters, and some will write me emails. I got an email yesterday about somebody not liking what I was talking about. I appreciate that. I mean, that's part of it, but the bottom line is I'm still praying for everybody, praying the Lord blesses them and encourages them. So we have an individual named Mark, and I'm just going to use his first name in this particular context. Mark is a wonderful man. He has been a blessing in some of the letters he sends. He sends letters. Instead of doing the texting or the calling in, he typically will send a letter, okay? And he always has something really interesting and fascinating in his letters that he writes. But today's letter that came was really something that moved my heart. And the reason is because Mark is involved in a very unique ministry where the Lord is using him to minister and to feed people who are homeless. He's doing it because the Lord's opened up an avenue that way. I'm not sure he ever thought that was the initial call, but that's where the Lord's brought him now. And all I want to do is pray that the Lord encourages, strengthens, and blesses Mark for his willingness to serve the kingdom of God wherever it is that God calls him. So just join with me in prayer. Father, we come before you right now and we lift up our brother Mark. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you would just bring refreshment to him, that you would bless him, you would encourage him. He's, in a sense, at the forefront, dealing with homeless people, dealing with people that have no food, and he himself struggles through different trials. And we know, Lord, that you are with him and you are guiding him and you are strengthening him. And we are just simply asking as an audience, as your people, as Christians, that you would bless our brother and encourage him in the faith and lift him up high that he might keep doing works for your kingdom and glorify your name. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Okay? Okay. All right? It's all right. Good. We'll do trivia in the next segment. Let's get into the teaching. This is in Hebrews, and most of you know we are in the Hebrews arena. I'm going to pick it up on Hebrews chapter 1, verse 7. It says this, and about the angels, he says, he makes his angels winds and his servants a fiery flame, but to the Son, he says, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. And your kingdom is the scepter of justice. And you've loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Here's something I want you to catch. If you go into Hebrews and you look at chapter 1, verse 7, you'll see that when God the Father is speaking to the Son, he says, but to the Son, your throne, O God. Now, yesterday, we spent a little bit of time talking about the Holy Spirit being a part of the Trinity, being a part of the Godhead, what we call the triune God, okay? It's not three separate gods. It's one and three and three and one. There's no division between them other than in their personalities that they demonstrate and some of the things that they do. The Father sends the Son sends the Spirit. That's called the order of process. Here's something you need to be aware of. Jesus is fully God and fully man. Why does that matter? See, this is where people are like, well, so what does that mean? That's the key. Because the scripture talks about there being one mediator between God and mankind. Not that priests aren't many mediators, but there's one substantial mediator, and that's Jesus Christ. In order to represent God, he can't know of God. In this kind of capacity, he has to be God. And then in order to represent humanity, he can't know of humanity. He has to be humanity. And so when Jesus was born, what happened? It was the seed from the Holy Spirit and Mary. So a human being and the Holy Spirit that got together, and Jesus was born. Jesus is not 50% human and 50% God, as most people would think of it in those terms, because especially in the East, they understand this a little better. But you take 100% of one and 100% of another, you merge them together, and you get 100% of new. And that's what Jesus is. That's what the Greek talks about. And why that's important is because he can faithfully intercede for us because he is us. And he knows how to intercede for us and how to do that, especially if you look at the three major verses that talk about it, because he is God and he is man. And because of that, he is alone able to represent. No other faith anywhere ever has made the declaration that their key component person is fully God and fully man. And yet that's the only way that there can be an adequacy in regards to bridging the gap between the divine and the human. The gulf between humanity and divinity is a cross that we use to go from where we're at to God, and what God uses to go towards us in an open and blessed and encouraged relationship, all because of the redeeming work that Jesus did for us when he died on that cross, was buried, and 3 days later he rose again, ascended to the Father, and is at the right hand and will return soon. That's why that stuff's important. But that's not even the big stuff. We'll get to the big stuff when we get back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
Then they complained to Moses, against Moses and Aaron, and they said, it had been better for us to die in Egypt or even here in the wilderness. Their theory in that thought process is they're thinking, it'd be better for us if we just died in the wilderness or back in Egypt where we know where things were at, as opposed to going to a new land and being consumed by these big people. This is a terrible idea. There's some commentators that believe that their complaining really has to do with they thought it would be better to die over time in the wilderness or over time in Egypt versus going to the land and being immediately killed by these big people. And they were bumming. And look what they said. Wouldn't it be better to go back to Egypt? How quick we forget what the bondage is once you're out. Oh, How quickly do you forget the bondages that God brought you through once you're away from it?
Like, what? I don't remember being that bad.
The David Spoon Experience on 770 KAAM.
If Jesus. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas, getting ready for our first trivia question. Get ready. Here we go. I'm just trying to get you excited. Here we go. Peter suggests in his epistles, this would be the second Peter, by the way. Peter suggests that the day of the Lord will come as a... You got to fill in the blank. What's the profession he was going to say there? Peter says, the day of the Lord will come as a what? If you think you know, you can call in 972-445-0770. Or you can text in 214-210-8483, and hopefully that will work. Or then you can also email David at hemustincrease.org. That's David at hemustincrease.org. We're going to do our DNA in just a second. I do want to say something that I think is really important. Some people might think, and we've had our show now for about 2.5 years, okay? And you'll notice that there's repetitiveness in some of the teaching, some of the things we teach. And there always will be until now, until the Lord comes. Because Jesus's ministry in 3.5 years is you can really encompass it by Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And if you notice that you've read Matthew before, right? And then you read Matthew again, and then you read Matthew again, and then you read Matthew again, and almost every time you read Matthew, you go, wow, I didn't catch that before. Wow, look at this. Wow, this is different. Wow. And the reason that happens is not because the word has changed, but you and I have changed. And we are either more receptive, more prepared, more aware, more alert, more in tune. And so you might hear the same sermon you've had or the same kind of message you've heard 20 times. And it's the 21st time where your brain goes, ding, ding, ding. I get it. Oh, that makes sense. That's why you hear it. That's why it happens. I'm just telling you what the genuine process is for Christians absorbing the word. All right. Do we have somebody ready for the trivia? Here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Donna Gale.
Hi! How are you, Donna Gale? How are you?
Good.
Oh, I'm so glad. All right. Now, this is a great one. Not that this profession would be something we would promote, but Peter suggests that the day of the Lord will come as a...
thief in the night.
That is correct! And that's why I said that right there. It's not necessarily a profession. We would go, oh, yeah, let's do that profession. but the idea behind it is he will come as a thief in the night, which means it will be quick and people will be caught off guard. That's why we need to be ready. Excellent job,
right.
Donna. Excellent job.
Okay, thank you, David.
All right, God bless you.
You too, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, she's so fantastic. I just love you guys. Let's do DNA. Okay. Now I'm going to hope that Jennifer gets the last one. We're going to work it together. Okay. She did really good because this is her being thrown into the fire. I, you know, really never even asked her. All right. So the DNA, there's three different components. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
That's right. So we know that Jesus said we should pray daily. We know you're supposed to come before the Lord daily. The goodness of the Lord, the mercies and the compassion of the Lord are fresh and new every day. It's hard to even, you know, argue any of that. And never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. You never, ever be ashamed of what Jesus says. It does. The world tries to make Christians ashamed. Just remember this. This will really help you. The world doesn't have a heaven to put you in. Okay, so that'll solve that right there. And then A, always be ready to...
Serve!
Yes! Great job, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Jennifer. So she got it, nailed it down. When you serve, what you do is you're sensitive to the Lord to be used as a vessel of the Lord for other people. So you're loving God because you're sensitive to the Lord, and you're loving other people because you're ready to minister to serve to them. Get that? That's called loving God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and loving your neighbors, you love yourself. That's part of our DNA. Excellent job. All right. Must be Friday. I will tell you, I did finish one of my two classes this morning.
Congratulations.
One of the two. I got to finish the other one like tonight or tomorrow. And then I have After that, I'll have one more, and then I'll be in my project. And if you think you've been irritated by things I've had to say over a long span of time.
Just wait.
Oh, my goodness. Let's just say, what's the project like? If anybody's ever built a house from scratch in a land you never went to and you know nothing about house building, it's something like that.
Okay. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you so much. All right. Let me go to the very next thing. I want to finish up on this Hebrews portion because this part is so cool, and I'm going to share a story that happened to me that's really fascinating. So in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 7, we read how there's been the comparison between Jesus and angels. And in this comparison, as the author keeps going, remember, we don't actually know the author of Hebrews. We suspect it's one of four people, but we don't know for sure. This is what's being said. You have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. This is why God, your God, has anointed you with oil of joy beyond your companions. Listen to this. And in the beginning, Lord, you established the earth. And the heavens are the work of your hands. This is verse 10. For those that are trying to figure it out, verse 10 is a connecting verse, not an allusion, but a directive towards Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So here in Hebrews 1:10, it states, in the beginning, which is the same thing it says in Genesis. And by the way, it's the same thing it says in John, in the beginning was the word. In the beginning, Lord, you established the earth and the heavens are the work of your hands. This is a definite reference to Genesis 1:1. Not very complex there, but I want you to understand why that's really important, because a lot of people will hear that and just don't even get what's going on. So I was living in Valley Center, California, and I was having a very tough night, struggling in the Lord, just with some things I really didn't like that were taking place for some of the people. I think this is when the Lord was moving me into like ministry only, Dave, ministry only kind of mentality, but this is a whole separate thing. Anyway, so I got up and I was just like, and I turned the TV on, and I'm not going to say what channel, and I'm not going to say what the show was, but I will tell you who was on the television. It was E.V. Hill. E.V. Hill was a phenomenal preacher, big man, great booming voice. And so I just decided, well, it's E.V. Hill. I got to watch just see what he says. And E.V. Hill spent 45 minutes on three words, which is better than I could ever do. He just talked about in the beginning. And he went on and on and on and on. I mean, he just, in the beginning. And he went, and I'm telling you, I'm taking this from him. I'm trying to give the credit to him in a sense. In the beginning. He goes, in the beginning, it wasn't Buddha. In the beginning, it wasn't Muhammad. In the beginning, it wasn't Confucius. In the beginning, it wasn't that. He just kept going and going and going. And he made it absolutely clear, hey, in the beginning of everything, it's God. Just like he says, I don't care what you're going through. I can't do it like he did it, but let me just try. I don't care what you're going through. In the beginning, God. And that's the answer for everything. It's just like, wow. And his point is one that we should recognize, that if you understand, or if you believe, or if you believe and understand, because all three of those can happen, you will grasp that God created the universe, actually the multiverse, it should have said, and all of heaven and all of earth by his spoken word, by his declaration. If he created everything, everything goes back to God, period. And you just take those things. Well, in the beginning, God. Well, this is this and this is this. Yes, well, in the beginning, God. I know, Dave, but I'm really struggling with, in the beginning, God. And you cannot believe how inescapable those words become if you repeat them to yourself, because it's simply the truth. And when you recognize the truth, you understand God is the one that established the earth, the heavens, the planet rotations, the stars, the system. That man is still trying to figure out. Man knows one grain of sand of an entire beach of the knowledge of the universe, and God's the one who made it. And it's like, whoa, that kind of makes him bigger maybe bigger than we think. Oh, it's no doubt that there's a personalization and a connection to him, but let's not reduce God to some gaseous concept on planet Pluto. Yeah, I still call it a planet. Or let's not reduce God to some fairy tale mindset. God is the creator of the universe and the earth. Have you ever gone to one of the wonders? Have you ever seen the Grand Canyon? Have you ever seen any of that stuff, just looked at it? It's amazing. And God did that. And you look at that, and if you lived in California at any point, you totally get, and you look at the ocean and you go, wow. You know what makes you feel small? Looking at the ocean. Because you just look at it and go, yeah, maybe I'm not that big. So the idea behind that is for you and I to embrace, oh my goodness, oh my gracious goodness, oh my Lord God Almighty, you created all this, you love me, you know my name. Wow. The creator of all the universe knows who you are. And you want to hear something scary with that? He knows the hairs on your head. That's how much intimate detail God has of you and I. Think about that when you're sitting there wondering, does God know? Is he with me? Is he for me? He's the creator of all of it, including you and your unique human and spiritual DNA. Now, bask in that glory. In the beginning, God, nokey dokey, just kind of wraps it all up, doesn't it? Oh, I just love stuff like that. Let that be a blessing for you and something that encourages you and strengthens you in his love, okay? All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break, top of the hour, we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
She thought he was a gardener. Sir, she said, if you have taken him away, tell me where you've put him, and I will go and get him. Mary, Jesus said. Now you think three words. Come on, Dave. Mary, Jesus said. She turned to him and cried out, Rabboni, which is Hebrew for teacher, or it doesn't matter if your translation says master, rabbi, I don't care. She said, Mary. She responded, Master, Lord. You see, the resurrected Jesus Christ speaks the name of his sheep. And Jesus knows your name. My sheep, Jesus said, know my voice, and they hear me. And you were going along in your journey. Maybe you were young and you were in church. Maybe you were young and somebody brought it to you. Maybe you were in the middle part of your life. Maybe in the later part of your life. But at some point, Jesus said your name. He said, David, Tierra, Tiffany, Noel, Joshua, Ashley. At some point, he called your name. The risen Messiah spoke your name to you. You know what? That's when you said, yes, Lord. Yes, Master. Yes, Rabboni. It's the most powerful moment because it's the moment that the divine Messiah speaks to you and pulls you from one kingdom, the kingdom of darkness, into another kingdom, the kingdom of light. It is the moment that changed everything. And Billy Graham had a really good piece on it. Said some people can really define that moment, some people can't. Doesn't matter. It happened for those that, well, it's kind of like a metamorphosis, but it happened. And in the economy of God, it happens more specifically. And maybe the person doesn't know the date. I know my date, but maybe the person doesn't know the date that he said yes to Jesus. But there was a moment where Jesus called your name and you said yes. And that was the beginning of your understanding of his depth of love.